Welcome to Coach B Daily. I'm Coach B Moore. In this podcast, I share information that will help us achieve our health, athletic performance, and body goals more efficiently, which of course means to get more success, to make more progress in the same or less amount of time or with the same or less amount of effort. Today, I want to share a really fun story with you. But before we get started, I'd like to remind you to subscribe to the podcast, Coach B Daily. You can find it on iTunes and Google Play Music. Please send me your questions and feedback. I'm at Coach B Moore, CoachBemoore on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook.com/eatingforabs as this podcast is an offering of eatingforabs.com where you can find out more about working with me and my team directly on your health, athletic performance, and body goals. So by now you've heard. Last week, the world lost our good friend, Anthony Bourdain. Chef, entrepreneur, actor, author. He had shows that were considered the landmark in cuisine exploration. Shows like The Layover, No Reservations, Parts Unknown, and Top Chef. His shows explored cuisine, culture, and the human condition. And here's a quote of his that I really found fun and exciting because it paralleled so much to what I do. He says, "I understand there's a guy inside me who wants to lay in bed, smoke weed all day, watch cartoons and old movies. My life is a series of stratagems to avoid and outwit that guy." Now, I love that quote. I love that quote because it applies to who I am, and it also applies to what I do. At the end of the day, I'm addicted to sugar. I'm open about it. I don't have a problem admitting it. I'm at all times dealing with something that's super addictive, that's not great for me, and that I'm aware of. And so I spend a lot of time working to upstream that problem, keep myself out of scenarios where I'm going to go full tilt and then regret it later. And that has a lot to do with the way I coach as well. See, I feel like if we have to rely on our willpower and our discipline, we're lost. We fought a losing battle. That stuff doesn't exist. It's a unicorn in my book. The stuff that we're dealing with is so addictive and so bad for us that if we find ourselves in a room with it, it's eventually going to win. No problem. So my entire coaching philosophy is that of displacement, number one, which is putting a lot of really positive things as non-negotiable positives in our day. And then also using strategies and working with people one-on-one to determine tactics that will work for them to similarly keep them out of trouble situations. Keep them out of the quote-unquote bar if they're an alcoholic. How do we upstream the issue? So when I know that you've got a problem with dinner time or snacking, let's say for me, for example, 4:30 is witching hour for me. 4:30, 5 o'clock, I'm in trouble. If I haven't eaten, it's worse. If I'm thirsty, if I haven't met my water goals, it's worse. Or if I let it come unchecked, let's say get caught up in work and I'm on phone calls or I'm writing programs or whatever's going on and I get to that point and I've felt the urge and I haven't dealt with it, I'm in for trouble. So what I have to do is make sure that at 3:30 or 4 o'clock, I have some tactic in place to not let the monster become the monster. Same thing with headaches. If I know I get, not anymore. I historically used to get migraine headaches on occasion. And if I let it build, I'm going to have a full-blown migraine on my hands. Horrible. So I don't play at all. Thank goodness, all the changes I've done and everything I've done in my life, I've upstreamed that issue on a more permanent basis. I don't get headaches, knock on wood, much anymore. But I know that if I knew one was coming, I wouldn't be tough about it. If I had a small inkling that one was coming, I know what happens if I let it get full blown. So I'll stop what I'm doing immediately and I will upstream the problem. I'll get what I need to prevent the headache from getting to where it needs to be. Now that might be go take a nap. That could happen. That doesn't often happen. But this is the key thing about his quote. My whole life is a series of stratagems to avoid and outwit that guy. I think the acknowledgement that we all have multiple faces, and that when we acknowledge that some of our faces are better than others and we want to prevent being the worse face, we start to build strategies and tactics to being the better guy. And that's the deal. So that's it. That's my nod to Bourdain. I think there's a lot of other conversations that you'll hear on the net dealing with mental health and depression and other things like that. I'm not qualified to talk about this stuff. I don't know him personally, but I found this particular quote to be really exciting. And I love his show. I love his work. I love his message. And he has made a positive contribution on the world. Hope you have a wonderful day. I'm Coach B. Moore. This is Coach B. Daily, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.